Welcome to the January 1st, 2017 edition of Waking Up, freeing ourselves from work, our Bill Gates raids UC system coffers to sink Nikola Tesla show. This is the postponed show from December 18, 2016. And for our December 25th, 2016, last week's Rainbow Children show, please visit the Rainbow Children page for the audio that's found on the blog page right above the current date. Sisters and brothers, Proudhon, in our next reading of him, makes the following observation to explain something that has puzzled us a great deal. How is it that those who are determined to rule us can commit heinous acts and feel triumphant, find glory in putting their proprietary mark on something they didn't make and in fact stole? How is it that those who violate the implied social contract of equality and good fellowship, which we all arrive on this earth with, how could they violate it at every step along their journey through life and nonetheless perceive themselves as the best? Nothing excites this discussion, the fact that these guys just take what they want and perceive themselves as superior for being the most duplicitous, more than the theft and suppression of Nikola Tesla's inventions. This false dealing with Nikola came up for me majorly the week when I wrote this, which is the week of December 14, when I read a piece in the New York Times of December 13th, 2016, that should have been titled Gates takes the initiative to bury Nikola Tesla, but instead was called Bill Gates Leads New Fund as Fears of U.S. Retreat on Climate Grow by Hiroko Taruchi and Henry Fountain. Here are some quotes from it. And do you think a memo has circulated at the New York Times that reads, any article that mentions Trump must begin with the words, President-elect Donald J. Trump? Anyway, quote from the article, President-elect has bred fears that the United States will take a back seat in global efforts to tackle climate change. Could a billion-dollar investment fund led by Bill Gates and his fellow technology titans fill the void? Mr. Gates, the billionaire co-founder of Microsoft, announced on Monday the start of a fund to invest in transformative energy research and development to reduce the emissions that cause climate change. The work would supplement and build on basic research already underway at government labs that may be threatened by the incoming administration. And then it lists some of this basic research already underway, and then says, but these projects have yet to yield real-world results. And while scientists see carbon capture methods as a potential game changer in efforts to stabilize the global climate, they fear the technology would remain prohibitively expensive. The elusiveness of concrete breakthroughs and the long time frames and significant capital required for energy startups to develop materials, hardware, and technology have underscored the difficulty venture capitalists have faced so far in funding breakthroughs, as well as in generating returns for investors. And I comment here, what do we call this kind of backdoor honesty that reveals a piece of the truth despite itself? In this case, that the global state statesmen are only interested in power generation and distribution breakthroughs that will generate returns for investors. Nikola Tesla made his groundbreaking power generation discovery with an investment of $100,000 and the power of one himself. That power that honors its source and refuses harnesses of any kind. He discovered what he called stationary waves, one of many uncredited discoveries of Nikola with immense implications for our living lives, completely free of coercion of any kind. Quoting Margaret Cheney and Nikola Tesla from our October 9, 2016 show, quote, with his giant oscillator, Nikola Tesla believed he had set the earth in electrical resonance, pumping a stream of electrons, at that time a flow of electricity, into it at a rate of 150,000 oscillations per second. The resulting pulsations had a wavelength of about 6,600 feet. Tesla concluded that they expanded outward over the bulge of the Earth, first in increasing circles and then in ever smaller ones, yet with growing intensity, and converged at a point on the globe directly opposite from Colorado Springs, that is, slightly west of the French islands of Amsterdam and St. Paul in the Indian Ocean. Here, according to his experimental results, a great electrical south pole was created with a stationary wave that rose and fell in unison with his transmissions from his north pole at Colorado Springs. Each time the wave receded, it was reinforced and sent back more powerfully than before to the antipode. Had the Earth been capable of perfect resonance, the results could have been catastrophic. But since it was not, the effect, he believed, was merely to make available at any point on the Earth energy that could be drawn off with a simple piece of equipment. This would include the elements of a radio tuning unit, a ground connection, and a metal rod the height of a house. Nothing more would be needed to absorb household electricity from the waves rushing back and forth between the electrical north and south poles. Quote from Nicola, "While I have not as yet actually affected a transmission of a considerable amount of energy, such as would be of industrial importance to a great distance by this method," he would write on returning east, "I have operated several model plants under exactly the same conditions that will exist in a large plant of this kind, and the practicability of the system is thoroughly demonstrated," unquote. And that is from Margaret Cheney's Man Out of Time, page 147, that was discussed in our Waking Up show of October 9, 2016. Earlier, we had quoted from Margaret Cheney the following: "The eminent Yugoslav physicist, Dr. Alexander Marinčić, points out that today, when we have proof of the Earth's resonant modes and know that certain waves can propagate with so little attenuation that standing waves can be set up in the Earth ionosphere system, we can judge how right Tesla was when he said that the mechanism of electromagnetic wave propagation in his system was not the same as Hertz's system with collimated radiation. In his introduction to Tesla's Colorado Spring Notes, Dr. Marinčić observes that the scientist could not, however, have known that the phenomena he was talking about would only become pronounced at very low frequencies. And he surmises that further study of Tesla's writings will reveal some interesting details of his ideas in this field." Unquote from Dr. Marinčić. "The diary," says Margaret Cheney, "especially throws light on his part in the development of radio, and there's no longer a question of his mastery of wireless transmission as early as 1893. And that's quoting from Margaret Cheney's book, Tesla Man Out of Time, published in 1981. When Gates, and that last quote from Dr. Marinčić was from our Waking Up show of October 2nd, 2016. Back to this article on Gates's new fund. When Gates calls the university system its students and scientists his allies, he lies. The truth is, he hopes to make them his dupes. Our true ally is Nicola, freed from the demonic schemes of such as he. Continuing with the article, a powerful ally, Gates said, is the University of California system, which is a partner in the fund, which is called Breakthrough Energy Ventures. Janet Napolitano, president of the system, said the schools had hundreds of scientists working on the issue of how do you create an affordable, reliable energy supply that doesn't contribute to the greenhouse gas problem. And let's not forget that Nikola discovered this technology of stationary waves harnessing electromagnetic fields in 1898, before he returned from Colorado Springs in 1900. And these folks are claiming there are no energy breakthroughs available, and it's going to take the contribution of hundreds of scientists, who knows how much tax dollar money, and all of the folk who are pumping into a system that is antiquated. And let's not forget, keeping us, our thought process, completely under lock and key because we've been denied, and particularly that of the incoming students, far from looking for energy breakthroughs. It's obvious he's looking for some setbacks in the thought process of the young people who I suspect are coming into the university, those in electrical engineering, wanting to know more about Nikola Tesla. Another major difference Mr. Gates said, was that the fund's investors are in it for the long haul. I bet they are. They want it to be a very long process so that they can get a handle on this opening that is available to us through social media to call the question of whether we want to run our own lives after 10,000 years of class and the contributions of Nikola Tesla and a whole bunch of other folk. Don't we want to be free finally? The stomach just heaves. They lose not a second's rest over their duplicitousness. What we just read is a tightly packed wad of propaganda. A month of shows wouldn't suffice to unpack it. But I hope you noted how it's framed as if he's doing us a favor when he raids the public coffers, forces the powerful creative energy and thirst for Nikola Tesla of incoming electrical engineering students down fruitless paths in order to buy time for the power guys to more thoroughly bury Nikola Tesla. And notice how he's positioning himself as hero of the theater piece called What a Load of Gas, which they wrote and then imposed, placing the crown of credit on his own head for saving us while he screws us royally. In Shakespeare's day, there was a game called Bowls. I don't know how it was played, but it involved a bowl in which a ball was spun, running along whatever bias was given it. This is a good metaphor for all of us underclass. Power gets our parents to bias ourselves in the directions that serve it, while disappearing from our attention and access huge realms of our native inclinations. Well, Power's plans for these students present a small example of this. Power intends for those who arrive with a lively interest in the completely fresh and original and once-in-a-millennia man like our prince, Nikola Tesla, to forget, dismiss, disincline their interest away from Nikola and towards, quote-unquote, basic research already underway, by which phrase they do not mean research underway built on the stolen inventions of Nikola Tesla harbored in the hidden labs of the shadow global state. And by the way, the New York Times of December 14, 2016 suggests that Mark Zuckerberg has not learned from the cautionary tale of Steve Jobs or our discussion of the strategy of power to place agents too close for targets to see, who then assist with the delivery of EMF till the target's hand loosens its grip on what power covets.